Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Who could ever tire of reading the 40th Psalm? It is, in its 7 movements, the grand story of redemption. Here is a suggested outline. First, we have the sinner's plea. Oh, what grace for Jehovah to bend down to hear the lost soul's cry. And what does he do? After, quote, he heard my cry, he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Verses 1 to 3. These 5 are the heart of a good testimony. A new conversation, seeking help from above. A new elevation, out of the pit of tumult. A new foundation, to be established on the immovable rock. A new direction, with every step ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 23. And a new celebration, singing praise to God. No wonder the news will spread and the evidence will be compelling. Quote, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Psalm 40, verse 3. Second, we join in the saints' praise and notice a remarkable contrast. How many are there who can be entirely trusted in every circumstance? Only one. So when you're needing help, only one thought should come to mind. Quote, blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust. Verse 4. On the other hand, how many thoughts does the Lord have of you? Quote, your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Verse 5. You see how David links the Lord's, quote, many wonderful works and thoughts toward us, which, quote, are more than can be numbered. Verse 5. So here's a terrific memory jogger. See how many stars there are in the night sky? How many leaves on the trees? Grains of sand or waves lapping on the beach? That's a hint at how often he thinks kindly of you.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.